Welcome to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us today. Very special day here on we get ready for Boat Night. The Active Club is in-house right now. We ask you to hold your phone calls until later on in the show. The number to call, if you want to jot that down, is 541-472-1270. And once you hear the sound of the radio coming back through your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment to our guest. We usually open those up after the top of the hour. We may do that a little bit early today, depending on how the show goes. And our guest, welcome to the microphones of KAJO. First of all, Jim Thompson, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio here, welcoming or representing the Active Club.
Good morning.
Good morning. You brought a hairy friend with you?
Yeah. One of our less
vocal
senior member. I am senior.
Yes, I had to bring Chief Bighorn.
Okay.
Just to make sure we kept things rolling for our hour long.
First of all, I want to make and I think one of the things we need to do today is there's been a change in the schedule, as I understand it. The memorial ceremony will begin early at 11:40 today.
Yeah, let's just say 11:30.
11:30?
Yeah,
11:30.
Don't want to be late. To coordinate with the Air Force, the flyover will be at 11:45, and they're usually pretty on the
dot. They're pretty close.
Yeah. They do make a loop through Oregon. I know they hit Brookings, Coos Bay, Eugene, several areas, so that's when they'll be in Grants Pass. So
if you want to catch that memorial ceremony, and it's highly recommended. It is so moving. And to tell you exactly how moving it is, when you put thousands of people along the riverbank, and it's dead quiet.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, it's very. In fact, I'm moved right now.
Yes.
It'll
bring a tear to your eye. Between bagpipers, the gun salute, the military that is getting that always is involved, the flooding of the wreath. And then, of course,
ringing the bell. Yeah.
Yes, ringing the bell. Thank you. And we're proud of that, and especially with the theme this year. We're honoring our veterans, and this will be one of our focal points.
Yeah, you got one of a veteran grand marshal this year.
Oh yeah.
Kind of a radio guy. We're fairly familiar.
Yeah,
with here.
Yeah. We've heard the name. We weren't sure about him at first, but
He's a real stud.
He's a pretty sketchy guy.
Yeah.
Ask.
Yeah. But Carl Wilson, our soon to be retired owner of a couple little radio stations in town.
Stations here for maybe another month.
Yeah. Yeah.
we're checking that out. Interestingly, and some self-promotion here, check out the Grants Pass Broadcasting float, and you can find a picture of a very, very young Carl Wilson in his sailor suit.
Oh, awesome.
There are a couple of those there, and even his little tiny brother, Matt, is featured in one of those, too.
Uh-huh.
So,
great.
Just something to look for when that goes by here. You have to get close to find it, but he's there.
Yeah. I went to school with Matt in 10,000 B.C. at Grants Pass High School. Matt was a good offensive lineman, yeah.
Yep.
No doubt. No. All right. Their pictures are all on there. So at any rate. Now, anything different with Boatnik this year? I know the Davis shows are in town and already seen them setting up. What's the status right now this morning?
Well, we just came back from the big kickoff down at the park where we had city officials, park, police, security.
Big Mo was down there.
Big Mo came down. Had to have the caveman.
Yeah.
Not sure why, but that's our big kickoff, and nobody really had questions. Everything's looking awesome, and the park looks very good, and Pat Davis, they are setting up as we speak, and the VIP areas, they started yesterday. And I think we're going to have a Boatnik this weekend.
It looks like the first day actually is Thursday. Is that correct?
Yes, family day.
Family day is Thursday.
Yep.
And let's get some of the commercial stuff out of the way here. Where do I get armbands and how much they cost? Do we have that information?
Mm-hmm. Some of it. Boatnik's gotten so big, I remember most of it. And Boatnik.com. We still have our schedule of events. And, yes, you still can get pre-sales. Brewfest, the Firehouse concert, and I had an exciting piece of news last night that we've pre-sold more tickets to our concert than any of our concerts. So we've got a lead singer, golden ticket winner from American Idol, Nate, along with Firehouse. So they will all be bringing their music. And this is going to be, you know, the weatherman's on our side. It's going to be a beautiful evening to listen to some music, maybe have a drink. Or we've got some great food in the venue. And then hop it across the park and go watch some fireworks.
All right. Now, crucial question. Are tickets still available?
Yes, they will be through tomorrow on the pre-sale basis. Again, boatnick.com. We've got an avenue there. And Pinnacle 365.
Any of the Pinnacle outlets?
Yeah, the local ones in Grants Pass and I believe Rogue River. Not all the Medford ones.
Okay, you can also pick up your armbands there.
Yep. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Anything different this year? We know some great music coming along. A little bit different schedule for the memorial. Mm-hmm. What about the rest of Boatneck? Anything different that we're going to see this year?
Not different per se. I mean, we've built quite the little event in our small town, but we have added quite a bit to the fireworks. So we're excited to see what they come up with there.
One show or two this year?
Both shows, Friday night and Sunday night. Okay. We added a good chunk to our budget. And so, yeah, we're excited to see what we get to blow up this year.
All right. Who's excited about blowing things up in the club here?
The Active Club? Yeah. We fight over that job. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great boat, Nick.
All right. Tip of the hat to the Active Club. We certainly appreciate everything that they do, but I'm not sure the people are aware of everything they do. Mm. Let's talk about the Active Club itself here for a moment or two. Tell me about the Active Club and what its goal really is.
Yeah. Well, it has been in this community for 72 years, longer than even Boatneck. And we, to our knowledge, were the last active 2030 club in America. It was a nationwide organization at one point. Moving into today, we are a complete volunteer organization. So every cent we make does go back to this community and to kids. And that's through Boatneck. In the last few years, we have come together with the radio station for Christmas for Kids. And that has turned into a wonderful, monstrous program. I believe we had 150 kids were served, 40-something families. And then we've also gotten alongside Livestock for Kids. We've taken over the old 4-H auction. And I was never raised around that sort of thing. And it's so impressive to see those kids and the direction they have, the work ethic they have. And then
to prepare an animal for show and that's years worth of work.
Yeah, years worth of work, and then us putting on the auction. And you know, we don't talk numbers much, but we raised almost $800,000 in one afternoon, and that's just amazing to me. And all but a little bit of expense goes back to those kids, and a lot of them are using it to launch themselves into further education. And, you know, getting their lives started.
All right. Let's talk a little bit more about money, because I'm not sure people are aware of the impact that the Active Club has. I think everybody knows the Active Club is out there and busy and doing good things. Mm-hmm. But to put a measure on it, how much money is raised? I've seen the Active Club go into various high schools for their auctions and come up and pay thousands of dollars for a cake.
Yeah.
So how much money goes back through the hands? And I know it's just going through your hands and right back into the community. Do we have a hard number?
No. I mean, I'm sure my treasurer does. And again, we're 100% volunteer. The other part of this that warms my heart is it takes a good 35,000-40,000 just to get Boatneck cranked up, just on the volunteer side. It's well over 100,000 to really get it cranked. But so right off the gate, we're putting kids to work. And people laugh at my little story, but a couple years ago, I see a bunch of young high school gals hauling our garbage. And that's a lovely job. And those things are as big as the big bags are as big as Volkswagens. And they're doing this, yucky, nasty job. Well, it was one of the cheerleading groups in this area. And you don't expect cheerleaders to do a nasty job like that. And it was quite impressive. And so we got wrestlers, football players, different band and musical groups, youth groups, various church groups we've worked with. So, and to be able to get them to work to get the goals that they want and immediately, you know, put, you know, 35, 40 grand back in the community.
The Active Club, of course, is responsible for Boatneck. And last I heard, this is the second largest festival in the state of Oregon. I think that still holds. Can we verify that?
We believe so. The Chamber of Commerce, a number of years ago, probably 15, 20 years ago, the gal did a lot of research. And outside of the Portland Rose Festival, felt we had moved into second place. And yeah, after 65 years, you build something into quite the nice little monster.
Bigger than a named rodeo will.
Yeah, I figure Pendleton's got to give us a good run for our money.
I'll bet they do at any rate. It is a massive undertaking, and we know that the Active Club is all volunteers. And you mentioned some volunteers here. Do you have enough right now? Do you need any more help as we speak?
No, we've got quite a club. And again, we've married ourselves to several great youth organizations. And whether we need their parents or the kids, we're on a roll now. We will have a Boatneck. Our volunteer side of things is great.
Now, what's the Active Club going to go through here between now and Monday night?
Well, continuing to set up. Davis Shows is setting up right now in the park. So, of course, the park's going to be the big push. Getting ready for the parade on Saturday and all the barricades and, you know, got to be safe. And so that is starting also. But most of our focus is going to be in the park. Getting the shuttle set up, you know, we run our shuttle continuously from the high school to the park and also from the fairgrounds. And that's a free shuttle to everybody, running constantly. So a little bit of work there, but mainly within the park.
Do we know the hours for the shuttle?
Oh, boatneck.com.
Technology.
Yeah. I know they run till about midnight, and they're running pretty early in the morning. I want to say 10 in the morning. But, again, we've got that on the schedule.
Because there's very little parking in the park itself, and most of that is taken up by vendors, is it not?
It's all taken up. Yeah. The city requested years ago that we close East Park. And so, yeah, there's vendors, club members, and very, very limited parking.
Yeah, just people who need to keep the show going.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and even us, sometimes we'll park way out and hoof it in ourselves.
Well, a little exercise is good for the body.
Yeah, we don't get any of that over the weekend.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Talk about a little bit more about the Active Club right now. If you mentioned it's a 20 to 30 club. Can you define that?
Yeah. You want to kick in there, old chief?
Because Kate, ain't nobody here under 30, I'll tell you that.
No, I think we might have a member or two that's under.
Maybe only one.
Yeah. The original Active 2030 was you were in at 20 and out at 30. And that didn't work well for the Josephine County branch and the crew that came in before James and I. And once they got their hands on the idea of a Boatneck, and it just kept growing and growing. It, we're all real proud of what we do, and it becomes addicting, and it's hard to walk away from.
Well, I can imagine that. How big is the club right now?
We're right around 40 on that number. We've got senior status, such as myself and a couple others, Heater and some others, some old-timers. And so we're right at a good spot. We like the number that we're at, just basically because it's what we need to put on the activities that we need.
Yeah. All right. If a person is interested in helping or becoming a member, how does that happen? Is it by invitation only?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to be sponsored by, some of the members, and then you go through a vetting process and a voting, see how you do during Boatneck, and then you either are voted in or voted out of the club.
Is there a specific criteria?
Work. Work.
Put in the hours.
Put in the hours, and that's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. And one of the reasons it's kind of moved out of the 2030 club is For members that have children, it's really a tough time to put in those hours when you have children's, because there's activities such as soccer and some other stuff that happened during Memorial Day weekend. So it really puts pressure on family, and we're all about family. So one of the reasons that we have kind of elevated towards the older club members is because of the fact that we want them, you know, those people to be with their families.
Yeah, all right.
If that makes sense.
It does. It does, as a matter of fact, because it appears the Active Club is all about people and families and kids. And we'll be back with more right after this word. It's... Welcome back. Tuesday Talk Show in Progress. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the phone lines here just a little early today. If you have questions for our guest today about Boatnik or the Active Club or what's going on here in the city of Grants Pass, got two gentlemen here. Well, one gentleman and...
Hey, you use that pretty loosely when you talk about gentlemen.
It's a bad choice of words here.
Yeah.
541-472-1270 if you have a question. Your patience is certainly asked. Let's talk about the history of Boatnik a little bit. Go back to the original origin, and one of the things that struck me about it was I happened to see on Facebook this morning a list of the participants in the Whitewater Boat Race, the third annual, and I don't know how many years ago that was. And what struck me about it was there was 007 Jeff Lewis in it.
Mm-hmm. And he's still in it this year.
Yeah. He's as old as us cavemen, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. He make you look like a young buck.
Yeah, young. Gotta love 007. And they used to, they'd have two individuals in the hydros.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd have a navigator and everything and go all the way down through Dunriffle and down in there. So it's quite the history in there. And basically Boatnik was 1959, after the Gladiola Festival had kind of dissolved and kind of slowly went away into history. And 1959, Boatnik was named such as basically the Russians shot off Sputnik into the atmosphere. And so when the guys got together and talked about putting on some boats and some shows, and they said, why don't we call it Boatnik? So anyway.
All right. Who were the guys? It wasn't the Active Club back then, was it?
They were around since '53.
I mean, you go back to Norm Hedgepath and some of he was a city police chief, and I mean, Dr. Tank. I mean, you
Dave
can go
Stanger.
Down. Yeah, Matt Myrick. You can go to the who's who of what Grants Pass was. Very similar to
historic
the cavemen.
Historic names, you're never rattling off now.
Yeah, yes. Very similar to the cavemen. I mean, they were people that really wanted to put on something for the community.
All right. Well, and it's grown to this point. Did it start the boat nickname itself after Sputnik? But did it revolve around the boat racers?
Yes. Yeah, it was always about the hydros. It was always about Riverside Park down there. It was. I mean, they even brought in at one time. They brought in jet skis. They brought in. Water skiers.
Rose City ski team.
Yeah, the Portland ski team came down for water skiing. And they just evolved over the years. And as motorsports has evolved in the boats, so has Boatnik, with the exception of the hydros. I mean, the hydros are still 1940 whatever Mercs and just, you know, loud and obnoxious and kind of like cavemen.
Yeah. And incredibly fast for what they are.
Yeah, but not like cavemen.
No. Fast. Well, we'll let that one go right by.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the caveman itself, which has become a symbol of Grants Pass because of the Oregon Caves. A caveman greets visitors when they come off of I-5, and now there's a big brother here. And the Active Club has had a history with the caveman. In fact, everywhere you look, I can find a caveman these days.
Oh, yeah, just like in your office or studios here, you got a 1977 little statue of Big Bro. That was made in 1971. But going further back, in 1922, the Chamber of Commerce actually put together a band of individuals to try to bring tourists to Grants Pass. You got to remember there's no I-5, no Highway 99. 101 was just a goat trail. And so L.A. Ringgat and a bunch of people just got together and put on some skins. We call them skins, but furs, and promoted the area.
All right. And the statues themselves.
Yeah.
Done a lot of work on those statues. Wasn't the one up north completely refurbished? Was that all Active Club?
Yeah, no. Yes. Actually, the Oregon Cavemen were right up to about 2005. And during that period, in 71, they had it built in L.A. And then in 90s, it actually got burned. And the Caveman Club actually refurbished him then. But then when they went by the wayside as history, kind of extinct like the dinosaurs, the Active Club in 2014 said, hey, you know, history needs to live. Let's bring it back. So a bunch of the senior members donned some skins that we found that were in bad shape.
We're still wearing the original skins.
Yeah,
and we know
years old.
Yeah. Smell. Woof. Yeah, you know the club here I've got is 1922 L.A. Ringettes original club, and so we refurbished Big Bro in 14, and then right after COVID in 2019-20, we found that there was a second twin in New York. And we brought him back to Grants Pass. Tammy Schaefer remodeled him along with Apple and Body Shop and just brought him back to life. And we put him by Caveman Bridge, right where he's supposed to be.
And we've got one going to be in the parade, too.
Oh, yeah, that's Big Mo. Yeah, Big Mo is more portable than Big Bro. Big Bro's up on the pedestal, so Big Mo is there.
I'm up against a hard break, gentlemen. We'll be back with more. You're listening to more Boatneck on KJO Radio.
On this upcoming
Welcome back. Tuesday Talk Show in progress, ladies and gentlemen. The number to call if you have a question or comments for a guest. Anything you want to know about Boatneck is available right here, right now, by calling 541-472-1270. Once you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment to our guest. Once again, Jim Thompson from the Active Club and Chief Bighorn and his alter ego with us also. Gentlemen, welcome once again to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Let's first of all reiterate that there's been a change in the schedule, a significant change for the memorial ceremony, which usually gets underway about noon.
Yes.
It's actually going to get underway about 11:30.
Yes.
Jim, can you explain the situation here?
Well, that hits on the highlights. Be there by 11:30. The flyover is scheduled at 11:45. The Air Force had to move it up on us a little bit from our usual time. But we're real excited about that. With our theme this year, showing respect to our veterans, the laying of the wreath, the bagpipers have become one of the highlights of our weekend. Just the way that whole memorial show has come together. We're real proud of that. And so certainly, be down at the park.
Certainly one of the jewels of the entire celebration. That Monday ceremony is just so moving. It's incredible. And I dare anybody to have a dry eye on the banks of the river then.
Yes.
I know that about that. Let's see. One of the other jewels coming up about an hour after that is the Tom Rice Memorial Hydroplane Whitewater Race. And all of that coverage will be right here on KJO Radio, too. And we'll get underway here about 12:30, between 12:30 and 12:45, depending on the situation on the banks of the river. Just keep your dial right here. All right. A little shameless promotion for ourselves, for ourselves there. Let's talk a little bit more about the Active Club and what's going on at Boatneck right now. Anything different that we need to reiterate for the people right now? We talked a little bit about where they can get armbands and tickets to the musical show. Let's hit that at least one more time here.
Yes. Well, we'll always direct people to boatneck.com because it gives you the complete schedule. And, of course, an event this big, there might find something in there that you didn't know we were up to and add to your weekend. But also, yes, all the pre-sales are still available through, we'll cut it off tomorrow evening. So save yourself $5-6 a ticket, whether it's a carnival ride armband, the Brew Fest, or our fire, the concert on
Firehouse.
Friday. Firehouse, thank you. Friday, Firehouse, all these F words. And, but again,
all
again,
the good ones. All
yes,
good
all
ones.
The good
all
F
the
words.
Good words.
Yeah. Came in like fire. Firehouse. Firehouse, yeah. Rock.
But, yeah, this concert, we're excited. Again, we've never done this many pre-sales. So our concert chairman was just ecstatic. And, it's going to be the weatherman's in our favor. It's going to be a lovely evening. Come out, listen to some great music.
Now, what night and what time is that?
That's Friday night. Mm-hmm. And gates open at 6:00 and they'll start by 7:00. And yes, we'll have, liquid refreshment. We've got some food vendors in there. So if you're cutting out from work and head straight over, you can catch the shuttles again from the fairgrounds or Grants Pass High School. And, it's Friday night's going to be a fun evening, and then run across the park and go watch some fireworks.
Yeah,
came in and invent rock and roll. You know why? We got hit by rock and we roll. Yeah. That's it. Came in and invent it.
Good, but how do you follow that?
Yeah, Chuck is speechless.
We'll find a word here.
Yeah, that's a first.
No question about that. And the fireworks are going to hit about what time? Dark?
At dusk, yeah. It's usually pretty close to 10, 9:45, 9:50, Friday evening and Sunday evening. Yes, we've added to our budget, and we're real excited to see what this show entails this year.
And once again, there are two fireworks displays.
Yeah, Friday and Sunday.
All right, so mark those on your calendar. What about inside the park right now? Do we know what all Davis has brought yet?
No, I believe he's brought his full contingent. Obviously we're a few years away from COVID and they're getting cranked up again, and weather is in our favor. So
great forecast for the whole weekend.
Oh yeah, so 75 to 85.
Not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah,
and, just right.
I'm not sure I've been through a boat neck where I've met rained on once.
Yeah.
At least hey, once. Knock on wood. Yeah. Knock on club.
Yep. And, so yeah, we're excited about that. And again, they're getting set up in the park as we speak.
All right. Now, active club. And I think the primary word there might be active.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are involved with the Active Club and volunteers putting this on together? Do you have a number?
Wow, number of volunteers. That's
too many for a count on hand.
Yes.
Yeah. Lots and lots. Yeah, lots of kids.
We've got 6 hands here and certainly a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah. And toes, yeah. If you can find them.
Just an incredible amount of work. Just the parade itself and blocking things off and getting things ready is incredible. What time do we know? What time that 6th Street is going to be closed?
Right at around 8:00.
Yeah.
Around 8:00, they split the traffic and start moving them around so that we can bring, special guests down from the other locations, so we can start basically queuing up all of the parade.
Mm-hmm. Right. I understand most of the vehicles in the parade have to be in place by about 8:00. Is that correct?
They start coming in around at 8:00, and that when we got the traffic off, and no later than 9:00, because of the staging that we have, it's right at 100. That's the magic number that we've always kept. And
limited ourselves to.
My nose is growing.
Oh, yeah, it's crossing his fingers. Yeah.
We don't do good math.
No math. But anyway, we have like to have everybody down there no later than 9:00 and in place for a 10:00 kickoff.
Parade theme.
Well, it goes along with the respect for our vets and our armed services. Also, we will have Big Mo in the parade. And
along with some cavemen in the cage, so you can run, but you can't hide.
Yes.
Oh. Especially you old-timers. You try to run. No, you can't. You can't hide in the cage.
I don't know. Some of those cavemen are wearing some pretty great things, too. So I'm not sure they could catch you these days.
Yeah.
We bring in ringers.
Oh.
They smell us before we come.
Yeah.
All right, Chief Bighorn, how does the cage work here? What?
Well, in the old days, we would go up and we would you know, grab the kids or grab the parents and put them in the cage, take them for a block, and then let them go. But as we get politically more and more correct, we ask permission to put them in the cage. And usually when the kids say no, we grab their moms and they cry even more.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah. We're politically correct that way.
May I arrange to have someone caged?
Usually, but we are going so fast that it's like luck of the draw, like a billion-dollar lottery winner. Yeah.
So if I slipped a few bucks into the pot.
Now you're talking. Clams. We work for clams.
Slipped a few clams in there, I could have my attorney hauled away.
Carl Wilson's been in there so many years. he lives behind those bars.
All right. Parade gets underway actually at 10 o'clock, and the parade also will be right here on KJO Radio. It takes a great deal of fortitude for a radio station to put a parade on the air.
Yes, and an active club. It's quite an endeavor to see the staging area and, you know, just the mechanics of getting everybody organized, because you've got an order that you'd like to do things. And if one's blocking the other, then you're kind of in trouble. So it's quite amazing to see something that big come out in an orderly fashion. And
that's why K-Man Towing's right in front of the courthouse.
Yeah,
because they're so long.
Yeah, K-Man Towing
can't turn.
Yeah. They will be in the parade.
The boys do a great job.
Yep, they will be in the parade.
So. Yeah. How long is their one entry? Do we know?
About three T-Rex long.
About three T-Rex.
Yeah. Okay. Outrun them.
All right, yep. No doubt about that. If I have a question about Boatnik, or if I have a suggestion, or even if I have a complaint, which way do I go? Is there a person I can contact? Is it back to the website, or is there a real person I can talk to?
Yeah, back to the website. We have several contact numbers, email. I even get some things on Facebook occasionally on the chat. But probably the .com and email us is the best way. But we have several personal phone numbers with each of our committee chairmen. And we want to make ourselves accessible. And, yeah, sometimes we drop the ball. Sometimes our idea is a good one, but there's a great one out there. And, you know, we've always tried to evolve and make this thing better and better and smoother every year.
You mean you're human?
Occasionally.
Some of us are.
Yeah.
Neanderthal.
Some of us are more human than others.
Or subhuman.
You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here, talking about Boatnik and what's happening with the Active Club, and we'll continue that right after this word. Welcome back. You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. We're talking Boatnik with the Active Club here today. It gets under, lots of activity going on in the park right now, of course. Any drive-by will show you that. You've seen the David Shows people bringing their events and their all of their equipment in to set up for a grand show beginning this Thursday at 2 p.m. is the official opening, as I understand it, in the park. That's Family Day and... anything else we should know about Tuesday or about Thursday, or is when Thursday comes, are you guys saying, okay, we're started, nothing we can do about it now?
Yeah, we have a phrase, we're going to have a Boatnik. Good, bad, or indifferent, but no, everything's coming together great this year. And again, we just had the meeting down at the city down at the park with the city and all the different agencies, and we asked, is there any questions, any problems? And we had silence. And so that was a good thing.
That's a good thing to hear. A good thing to hear.
To not hear.
All right.
Yeah.
What part is the city playing right now? And I know they've been very cooperative.
You can't do this without a lot of different organizations, sponsors, the city. The city police have been extremely supportive over the years. About 15 years ago, we had some security issues coming up later at night. And, we're going to put police in the park. They're going to start walking it. Of course, security in itself can only do so much. So to have the police right there, we got that turned around right now. So we love their support. But, we're dealing with the Parks Department, obviously. And, again, different security. We've got the roads with a parade. There's a lot, again, that goes into that, barricades, blocking things off, having the right people at the right spots to keep traffic flowing as best we can, and no accidents.
But, you mentioned one word there, and with the enormity of this project and all of the people that it takes to put it on, There is just the starting number, thousands and thousands of dollars in order to just get started with Boatneck. Mm-hmm. And that comes back to sponsorships.
Yes.
All right. Who stepped forward?
Well, this whole community. Once again, it's amazing how this town comes together. We've got 130 something sponsors.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And it's not, yes, the money's very important because, Boatneck's a great event. It's not the most profitable event, but it's, you know, we love putting it on. Our sponsors are what really turns the corner and where we really have money to give back to kids. But also, a lot of times you're putting this thing on and at the last minute, oh Lord, something just hit the fan and we need, we'll call this sponsor, that sponsor, and they make things happen for us. And, so again, the business community in this county and how they support us, we rarely hear a no out of any of them. So definitely want to thank them.
As one who's made his living on sponsorship for many, many years, mm-hmm. if you want to name some names, that's certainly all right here.
Oh, there's Rever Grant, I mean, you, KJO KLDR, I mean, Grants Pass Broadcasting System.
ER Electric.
ER Electric. I mean, you just go down through the whole poster, and it's phenomenal.
Pinnacle 365.
Yeah, phenomenal of GP who's who Energy. Of Grants Pass community and Josephine County community. So they've even the city of Grants Pass steps up from a tourist standpoint. The city council is very supportive and has a budget that they put forward for advertising. So they've just, you know, it goes all the way from the businesses to the government.
All right, so everybody stepped up. It's a community event headed by the Active Club. We've come down to about our last 8 minutes here on the air, a little less than that, as a matter of fact. So what should people take away from this? What do I need to know about Boatneck going into the start this Thursday, and what's happening between now and then? Just hit me the highlights, Jim. What do I need to know? What do I need to take away from today's program?
Well, again, everything Boatneck is at boatneck.com. We do have our schedule events, so a four-day festival like we have. You want to start there and check it out. And it's free.
As Bodavine, one of our past presidents from the 90s, you know, Paul Bodavine, it's free.
Yeah. But, and then from there, you still have 2 days to get your pre-sale purchases. Again, Saturday and Sunday, Brewfest has grown up into, so about 13, 14 years now we've done that. It's turned into a great, just a day in the park. Bring your kids down, let them, we've got a lot of games down there. And enjoy the afternoon and a great weather weekend. We're going to have a great concert Friday night. And then, of course, the Davis shows and the carnival rides. So you can still get your pre-sales, but do it today or certainly by tomorrow. And then by Thursday, we're going to see you down at the park.
I got to ask about the golf shootout.
Yes.
Has anybody ever hit that bucket?
Oh, I try with my club, but I just Big Bertha's not good.
Yeah.
usually hits motel.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Almost sunk the boat once.
Yeah, sunk.
They've hit it, just not during the final where the grand prize would be given out.
But
a lot of people have hit the boat over the years, and I've seen a few go into the bucket.
Billy Holtz. Yeah. I mean, you can just go down through the list of studs and studettes that have had a great shot, and the crowd goes, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh. Yeah.
How does the crowd go again?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Okay.
Kind of like my ape friends and Sasquatch brother.
Yeah. That's the highest I've ever heard. All right. Once again, the schedule all online here. Mm-hmm. And kudos to the Active Club. Who's really stepped forward in the Active Club? Name some names.
Well, we've got our new president, Kent DeRoche, and
he's a golfer.
Yeah.
Good golfer.
Yeah. He has done a great job.
But because he's Active Club, he can't win, right?
Yeah, no. A few of the club members usually get in to fill a couple of spots, but they're not good enough.
Yeah. Donate back.
But
Jason Wilkins is our VP, and they've all just stepped up to the plate along with all of our committee members. We have committees basically, and they're, you got a chairman, you got a co-chairman, and then a couple people deep from there, so that, you know, if somebody has to miss Boatnik, which never happens, never. It's just a great organization with those people.
Well, we want to tip our hats to you here. And once again, let's see, I've got about a minute and a half left here. How do you want to use it? Tip your hat to somebody.
Oh, boy, Lord, where do we start?
Well, the Wilson family. I mean, you just go back to the Wilsons and Grants Pass Broadcasting. We could not have put on Boatnik over the years, and the old days in the flying planes and all that stuff going down for Boatnik, when Big Jim and Elsie and all those guys just supported us from day one, and now into the future. We just appreciate Carl and his whole family. They have just been wonderful people, and we'll miss them.
Yeah.
We already, and just for historical perspective, if there's someone out there under the age of 50, Big Jim was the original founder and Carl's father.
Oh, yeah.
And his cohort, Elsie Parker, grew up together in McAllister, Oklahoma.
Of Okies. Just outside. Like Bill Lowe. Yeah, Bill Lowe was Okie.
Careful, me too.
Yeah.
same spot.
Eric, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Way west.
Yeah, there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we've been talking with the Active Club here. About a minute left here. Go ahead and fill it.
Well, again, I think you hit on something, the history of this. We get approached by all sorts of organizations. How do you guys pull this thing off, especially in a small town? And it really is these long-term relationships. Again, with the Wilson family, Pat and Geraldine Davis Shows, of course, the city, the Parks Department, the Police Department, many long-term sponsors. And something like this, you know, we see the early pictures of the early club members where literally wives are flipping burgers on their barbecue they brought from home to try to make a few bucks to give to kids. That's where Boatnik started. And to see what it's turned into today, again, it's rewarding to us when other organizations from out of the area contact us on how do we do this? How do we duplicate it? And, well, long relationships with good family and community involved families and their companies.
You mentioned one thing there that I'm not sure we focused on in this program, and the key word there was kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, what specific kids organizations have donated?
Now that's a list that goes on. Yeah. I don't remember us ever saying no. Once in a blue moon, and usually it's further research, but from the Boys and Girls Club to seems like every athletic organization, Grants Pass Band a few years ago. Yeah, huge scholarships. Grants Pass Band got the invite to the Macy's Day Parade a few years ago.
$21,000 we gave them, yeah?
Yeah, they were a little short, and we said, yep, let's write the check and get them there.
Do it. Get her done. And,
well, to close things out, give me the Active Club's motto.
Go ahead, Jim.
No man
stands as tall as when he kneels for a child. And for us cavemen, when we kneel, it's hard for us to get back up.
I can identify with that, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Have a great Boatnik, everyone. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon.
Thinking of adopting.